From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill School Board announced on Monday, November the 2nd, it will appoint Anne Marie Barkman acting superintendent at a special meeting on Wednesday, November the 4th, to be held at the high school library. Board of Education President Andrew Jones said Farrell left over, and I quote, personal reasons, end quote, on Friday, October the 30th. Jones denied Farrell had been arrested or escorted from the building. He said, and I quote, she left on her own accord for personal reasons that cannot be discussed, end quote. Farrell declined comment Monday on her abrupt departure. Her contract with the district does not expire until January 2019. Jones said Farrell is still on the district payroll. She was hired by the district in 2005, and her most recent contract extension was approved by the board in March of 2014. According to the New York State Teachers Retirement System, Farrell was paid more than $190,000 in 2014. Catskill Teachers Association President Robert Stinson said faculty and staff were told by district officials Friday that Farrell had been placed on administrative leave and that Barkman would take over the district's top spot Monday. Stinson said, and I quote, the board reached out to us ahead of time and we absolutely support their decision, end quote. Barkman has served as an interim administrator for various districts, including Catskill, Chatham, Coxsackie, Athens, and Gilboa-Conesville. In August, she was appointed interim high school principal at Clayton A. Booten High School in Voorheesville. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that the Hudson Valley Fish Farm and the town of Greenport have reached an agreement on water supply and the use of the town's water by the fledgling business. Hudson Valley is building a new 1,000 metric ton trout farm on Route 9 south of Hudson at the location formerly occupied by Local Ocean. The dispute with the town arose over the company's purchase of water from the town's south wells and the intention to drill wells on its own land. As part of the agreement, the company has offered to make a gift to the town of repairing and replacing 4,100 feet of dedicated town water line running from the South Wells East to the Route 9 access road. In exchange, the town will sell water in bulk water prices to the fish farm and modify its ban on well drilling to allow Hudson Valley to drill wells on its property. Greenport Town Supervisor John Pereca said, and I quote, this is a win for everyone. We have safeguarded the town water supply while helping the fish farm move forward with its plans for growth, end quote. The new venture is expected to create 75 jobs. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Kashia Cluckey is reporting at Politico New York that Senator Charles Schumer said at a news conference held at the University of Albany on Monday, November the 2nd, that the expiration of the federal Perkins Loan Program could prevent nearly 60,000 New York students from going to college. The U.S. Senate allowed the roughly $1.7 billion financial aid program to expire on September the 30th. The House of Representatives unanimously approved an extension to the program. Perkins provides low-interest loans to students who cannot borrow or afford private loans. On Monday, Schumer urged the Senate to immediately reauthorize the program. Schumer said, and I quote, it's this type of stuff that has people scratching their heads and saying, what the heck is going on in Washington, end quote. Schumer said he will continue to fight to have the program renewed. He also urged students to write letters, send emails, and tweets to their congressional representatives. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo resident John Kirkman was arrested and charged by the Greene County Sheriff's Office on Thursday, October the 29th, with stealing and tampering with Cairo Highway Superintendent Bob Hempstead's campaign signs. Hempstead is currently seeking re-election. The missing signs turned up behind the Hunter Ambulance Building, which set into motion the events that led to Kirkman's arrest. Hempstead reported to the sheriff's office that a number of his signs had been either vandalized or taken, and posted an offer of a $500 reward for information. Hempstead has replaced several of his missing signs, he said, but in different locations around Cairo. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said, and I quote, we believe other people are still involved and we will continue our investigation. We want this to be an example for everyone else. Election Day is only a couple of days from now, but if you're caught messing with election signs, you will pay the consequences, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, a potential 2018 Republican gubernatorial candidate, issued a sharp criticism of Governor Andrew Cuomo in a radio interview recorded Monday, November the 2nd. Kinderhook Republican called the Democrat executive a bully who is vulnerable 3 years out from the next election. Gibson said in an interview with WAMC's Alan Chartok, and I quote, "I think he's perceived as a bully, someone who has not treated people right. I think that the perception is out there that when somebody does not fully support him, that he'll hold a grudge and certainly try to even that score," end quote. Gibson was also critical of the governor's actions on education policy and gun control in the interview. His comments come as he continues to try to build statewide name recognition. Gibson is serving out his third term in Congress, but is not seeking re-election next year. His stated plans are growing the Republican Party in New York as he considers whether to run for governor. Gibson, like any Republican challenger for a statewide office, faces an uphill climb should he choose to run in 2018. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. In our final story, the Daily Freeman reports that county offices in Greene, Columbia, Ulster, and Dutchess County are closed for Election Day today, Tuesday, November the 3rd. Polls are open at 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., and results are posted in the hours after the polls close. WGXC will have election results on Dan Stewart's Battlefield Earth program beginning at 9:30 p.m. and after midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog before 9 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 69 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 65 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 46. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers or drizzle, mostly cloudy with a high near 62 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 6:31 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:46 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the third day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.